Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Trautman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Well, it's about time. The U.S. Congress may finally, just finally, be on their way to passing a comprehensive Immigration Reform Act. The inaction of the federal government has been pathetic. Reform is long overdue. The lack of reform, driven by elections, ideology, and fear, has contributed to some nasty rhetoric. Moreover, it has made it easier for states to pass legislation that complicates the federal government's responsibility for immigration policy. To say that the debate on a path to citizenship or amnesty has been contentious is an understatement. But there are also other components to reform, like employer verification. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano recently testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Here is some of her testimony. The president's proposal calls for a mandatory phased-in electronic employment verification to provide tools for employers to ensure a legal workforce and increases the penalties for employers who hire undocumented workers to skirt the workplace standards that protect all workers. The president's proposal also calls for protecting workers against retaliation for exercising their labor rights and ensuring confidentiality and privacy protections for personal information. The Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act includes many of these proposals. The bill mandates a national system that will be phased in over 5 years, starting with federal government and critical infrastructure employers, and ending with small employers and the agricultural industry. This timeline is essential for the department to ensure that the system meets the needs of every employer in the country, the majority of which do not currently participate in the system, and the diversity of our workforce. The bill also includes measures such as the ability for individuals to lock their own Social Security number or for the department to lock suspected fraudulent use of Social Security numbers. Businesses of all kinds and sizes must be able to find and maintain a stable legal workforce and have confidence that they are all playing by the same set of rules. When businesses break the law by hiring undocumented workers, it undercuts lawful businesses, creates an uneven playing field, and hurts all workers, affecting wages, employee safety, and creating further demand for illegal labor. Now, employer verification is an important part of comprehensive immigration reform. And yes, the terrorist attacks in Boston have complicated the reform effort. But let's not forget that immigration reform still needs to be done. Thanks for listening. Missed a past episode of Room 33? They're all there on my website, carltrautman.com. And be sure to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Trautman, and you're in Room 33.